It's 93.1 The Border and Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price, and a lot of really amazing organizations within our community are coming together to focus on National Addictions Awareness Week, and there is going to be a awareness walk taking place later on today, and we have Tanya Hughes on the phone from Tribal Area Health Services, one of the organizations that is involved with this walk. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Obviously, this is something that is a growing concern, not just in our community, but all across the world. So this is why something like Addictions Awareness Week is so important. Can you talk a little bit about what you hope to accomplish with an event like this?
This year's theme for National Addictions Awareness Week is actually driving change together. So we had thought, what better of an opportunity to join together with a number of organizations, including Canadian Mental Health Association, Riverside Healthcare, Northwestern Health Unit, Rainy River District Social Services Administration Board, and United Native Friendship Center, along with our organization at Tribal Health, to plan a walk. So we have had a committee planning for this walk for quite some time. We're hoping to really reach out to a number of individuals along our walk and hand out a lot of swag bags that are filled with a lot of goodies and build awareness.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the specifics and the details, timing, start points, end points?
So the walk will begin at 1 p.m. on the Victoria Avenue side of Riverside Healthcare, and we will be walking along Victoria Avenue and visiting a number of different places, including the new Safe Beds through Canadian Mental Health Association, Métis Hall, OATC Clinic, United Native Friendship Center, just to name a few spots along the route that we will be stopping at and handing out swag bags that include a number of items such as mitts, socks to keep people warm, granola bars, water bottles, chapstick, pens, a number of resources will be included in those bags. We have a total of 75 bags to hand out. And we will be ending our walk at our Tribal Health location at 601 Kings Highway, also known as Behavioral Health Services. And we will have a nice warm fire there. And we also have some hand drumming going on throughout the walk. And we will end at probably around 3, we're estimating, and warm up with some hot chocolate and coffee at the end of our walk.
I think that sounds like a really great way to raise awareness and put the spotlight on an important subject.
I think it's inevitable that all of us have been impacted by, you know, either a loved one or someone close to you that's been impacted by substance use. And I think coming together to really recognize that we all are in this together and we need to address this community-wide. I think this time of year in particular, a lot of individuals who are dealing with substances are among the homelessness population. So that's a big part of it and why this time of year is important to acknowledge that as well.
So it's National Addictions Awareness Week, driving change together. There is going to be an awareness walk taking place today, beginning at 1 p.m., starting at Riverside Healthcare. It ends at Fort Frances Tribal Area Health Services Behavioral Health Services location. And it's all about raising awareness for such an important subject that, again, is affecting so many people in our world and our society directly or indirectly. Tanya Hughes from Tribal Area Health Services, one of the organizations planning this walk. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for the time today. If you see us along the walk, or if you'd like to join us along the walk, you're more than welcome to do so. We're encouraging you to do that, but just bundle up because it might be chilly out there.